because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, located in Western Montana. You're also invited to join our chat room on onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control room there with much smaller buttons to push than Kim Jong-un and also President Trump, but I'm sure with his efforts he'll get you on the air. Should you wish to share your views and call in, our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. The phone lines are open. You know, I often sit back and I try to compare events around the world to see, perhaps, whatever else is going on and if maybe what it might do if it applied to me. Like, how would I feel if this scenario was going on? And I guess I became aware of this when I watched remotely, of course, the 500,000 children over in Iraq that were systematically starved to death via U.S. sanctions. And I can only think of the horror of that because of raising three beautiful daughters and knowing what it is to see a child suffer. But it's only when you start putting yourself in the position of other people. And again, here in America, we're just so used to being inundated with a bus accident kills 12, and you'll have a host of different eyewitnesses that'll sit there and say, "Well, yeah, I watched the bus careen off the hillside and down it rolled 15 times," and this is all shocking like that, but we never hear the media sit there and highlight what it was for any one of these Western allied puppet governments. That when they do a drone strike or something like that, when they take out a school, a wedding, funeral, a hospital, we never see that. Of course, it's what they call plausible deniability. But there's a story about that here that I'll get into later on here with dealing with Syria. But anyway. These same spin artists, they constantly sit there and they'll dig when we hear about China, it's communist China, communist Vietnam, socialist Venezuela. And then you'll hear all the horror stories from down in Venezuela to where the people are eating their dogs and stuff. But the media always omits that it's via U.S. sanctions that is crippling those economies, which is economic warfare. And again, it's collective punishment, which is a war crime. And this is all because these countries refuse to be a vassal of the United States. And it was the same thing with the way they demonized Duterte down there in the Philippines when they started killing off all these drug lords. And it's a shame when 15, 20 kids get killed. But what's that to compare with, like in Chicago, where you have these tens or 20 of these shootings daily over there? But again, never point to anything that's here. It's always got to be some other outside influence, They're the ones that are so evil, like North Korea. Oh, they torture their prisoners and stuff. Well, I guess Americans forgot about Gitmo and these other black prisons across the globe, where for, I can't count the years now, I mean, how long it's been since these people, like in the Rhine POW camps of World War II in Germany, where these POWs were systematically reclassified, detained in the Rhine, over a million died of starvation. But in Gitmo and stuff, they're tortured, and they call that, you know, they give all these nice words like enhanced techniques and stuff, you know. I mean, Americans should wake up to see what's actually really going on. But anyway, I wanted to open the show here. This isn't going to be anything that's really biblical or anything like that. It's just a comparison there. So, if you recall in the Bible, though, that Noah, who around him had the remnants of the original garden or paradise back then, and of course, in that climate, the earth was watered by a dew. And so when Noah was instructed to build an ark because it was going to actually rain, that he going around telling people that this coming rain over the years, you know, of course it was, what, 120 years to build the ark or so. But anyway, you could imagine the people laughing at him. Rain, you know, and again, like I say, just like when you wake up in the morning and see the dew all over your grass and stuff in the morning. So, but that's how the earth was basically watered. It was a garden. And, of course, everything was provided for and through God. And then, of course, as corruption came like that, it was later penned in Genesis 6, 5, and 6, where in verse 5 it says, "The Lord saw how great wickedness of the human race had become on earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of a human heart was only evil all the time." Then it went on to say in verse 6, "The Lord regretted that he had even made human beings on earth, and that his heart was deeply troubled." So, hang on, Mer. So anyway, I would like to recall to your minds, though, that, again, this was a garden. And through God's kindness and loving, it was cultivated not only by God, but also by Adam and Eve. And they had everything they needed. And, of course, the only obstacle to that was this tree of life, which was off limits. So, as I mentioned earlier, you know, again, put yourself in that position. And the only thing that you had to do was keep this only one requirement, which was obeying God. And then I think of today how man tries to play God. And, of course, this is how they form their governments. And that just isn't particular or statistically wise to the United States or Germany or any other country like that. All these governments kind of work hand in hand. But they get out there and they continue to pass laws to support their greed and control of you and your lives. And this is from the moment that you're born and you become subject to their rule or rules. And each year, thousands more laws are passed to control your lives even more. And so where once people in that time, in those communities, they all worked together to cultivate and expand the garden. Remember, that was one of the commands, is that to be fruitful, become many, and to fill the earth, you know. So they would be building this garden. But, of course, the crime and corruption got caught up with them. And, of course, that's just like today here. Today, we need licenses, permits, fees, zoning, and associated regulations, much of which is claimed for your safety. And, of course, this is just like the FDA and others in other countries who then approves these countless medications and or devices, like the spinal cord stimulator I have, that are embedded in your body. And they all have known side effects, and they annually, between all the entire world here, they're annually killing millions of people every year. And, of course, big corporations don't care because they're still making money off it, because there's still a mortician out there, or as they call it, the undertaker. He had to undertake the burial. But anyway, so daily, if you watch TV, you'll see that these TV stations are acting as pimps for all these drug companies that inundate your viewing with everything that's wrong in your life, and it can be solved with some of their toxic pills or drugs, you know. And, of course, you're supposed to make some concerted effort now to be able to talk to your physician now and see if its doctor will prescribe that. And basically, it's like having one of these physicians' desktop library things, to where you're every time you open it up, you read a couple chapters there, and it's, oh, I've got this disease. And so instantly you have to have a cure for it. But, you know, they have you self-diagnosing yourself. And, of course, in and of itself, that isn't too bad if a person gets sick or something like that. But these known side effects of the use of these pills and or devices, even these stents they put in their hearts where suddenly the stent breaks and it destroys a valve and a patient's dead. But I was reading something else here. Anyway, so within that, though, you have to not only do the prescriptions, but you have to have the doctors. So this means, of course, that you have to further support the system by not only having a vehicle, you have to have insurance to get there. Plus, you have to have health insurance because you can't afford it, you know. And then you have to buy the gas, the oil, the tires, and so on. And, of course, don't forget to also buy the cheap little air freshener like after sitting in your car for so long waiting. But it's everything in our life is based around some form of fascist corporate greed. And we're back to the same issue here where, like with Jeff Sessions here and his war on marijuana and stuff, don't try it in most areas to say perhaps use a natural plant that you can personally grow and administer to heal yourself, you know, or just like the continued war on the vitamin supplies. More and more they don't want these around because they want you going to a physician who will then prescribe things. And that's why whenever you get one of these nutritional supplements, that always says, please ask your doctor in or before you start the use of this product. And I love the one on TV there where they'll give off a host of different drugs, and every time it's the same. Don't take this if you're allergic to it. Well, how would you know if you're allergic to it if you didn't take it in the first place to find out you're allergic to it? But, and again, most of these things are getting more and more vague to where they don't want to put disclaimers on there as to the ill effects of what it causes, pancreas issues, liver, kidney, whatever, you know, and, or just like these proton pump inhibitors. Every box is clearly marked and it says, do not use this product more than 12 days. And, me, I solved that problem years ago there. I just started buying that Varg's, Mother's Apple Cider Vinegar. And within 5 minutes, if you have any type of heartburn, it's gone and it's all natural. But these other things, they start shutting you down. And, of course, that raises constipation, all this other, you know. And then you got to go out and buy something to loosen you up, you know. Everything is designed around buying something daily, you know. So within that, though, these corporations, as I mentioned, that, you know, it's just out of their pure thoughtfulness that they have placed all these grocery stores and everything you want, pharmacies around your area so that you can go out there and buy something. And Montana's tax-free here, but in other states it isn't. But there's a tax on whatever you buy. And, of course, you're taxed if you work. You're taxed if you're buying or selling something. And there's even, of course, a death tax. And which, of course, means that you're constantly paying someone else so that you can actually live. And I'm really high on this quotation of mine that life is by subscription only. And that's why they call it health care, extended care, advanced care. You never hear them talk about cures. But anyway, though I have to admit, though, some taxes are good. And it's just like a hidden charge, though. So sure, they help build the roads through different fuel taxes. And, of course, the primary goal is not just to build the roads, but it's so that you can get to work to make these corporations all their money, which then they'll pay you some measly wage. And that's supposed to give you some sustenance in there. And, of course, out of your wage, again, you're taxed. And then every time you do anything, whether you're buying food, tires, whatever like that, you're being taxed on it. So you rarely get anything that you actually work for. And then along with the bankers and their bankers' fees, you're constantly paying a percentage, should be to use your debit card or your credit card. All these associated fees, they start adding up, and people get down at the end of the day and they realize, you know, for working 8 hours a day, I'm not getting very much return. And then, of course, a lot of people are having to live outside of their little town 10, 12, maybe 20 miles, maybe a little bit further sometimes. And so they have to figure in what it costs them to commute also. And, of course, the loss of time and commuting that a person loses there, that's time that you should have and be paid for. But or find a way to make up for that. So anyway, again, you're always paying for someone else to make it so that you can live. And of course, within doing that, you have to expect the same thing. Even if you bought a house and stuff, if you do anything on the house, you're supposed to go out and get a construction permit, building permit, whatever like that. And you're permitted to do so much, you know. And it's the same thing as with this legalized slavery they have through these taxes and other permits and fees, and that as you if you try anyway to generate your own power or have your own well, if you collect rainwater, you could be arrested and put in jail. And if you recall, even Ron Paul on his desk had that little plaque there that says, "Don't steal, the government hates competition." And this is no different. Like I say, if you want to camp out in the national forest or out in the desert under nice Nevada skies or what like that, you know, or Arizona, whatever. But anyway, or even under a bridge. Now, remember, these are all paid for with tax dollars. And with that, I hope you realize that a homeless person is screwing some portion of corporate America out of rent, power, some utility costs, as well as repair from their accidents of poisoning the air and water through the radiation, toxic chemicals pumped into the ground. I mean, those stupid homeless people, how could they dare to sit there and screw some corporation out of money that they should have, you know? But when you read stories and you see, like, down in Texas, I forget the town down there, but where you have armed citizens that are actually holding at bay law enforcement to be able to feed the homeless. You have to think how bad it is in society when you have to have armed people standing by to keep the government away from you while you're feeding the homeless. And then watch them arresting veterans and stuff that are trying to do this. Or they're imposing a $15,000 charge on churches for allowing people to camp out on their property during the nights when their meeting halls and stuff are not being used. But it just shows you how bad it really is, you know. And then, of course, I remember back in the 70s and such when we had all of our bottles and cans that all had deposits on them. And, of course, it encouraged people to collect their bottles and take them back to the store and get 5 cents a bottle. And, of course, that went towards the next purchase of whatever you wanted. And nowadays, even in some cities, they have these nice trash bins where you dump your regular foodstuffs into the garbage. And then they have separate containers, bins for, like, plastics, bottles, actual glass items and stuff. And it's all kind of sorted out for you. But it doesn't seem like they're encouraging that. And I say that for the fact that it was when you look at today's news of all these floating islands made specifically of just debris of plastic bottles. Or you'll see in the news where there's some whale is washed up on some beach there and his entire innards are gutted out there and he's just full of plastics. But again, they always try to make it look like you're the cause of it. Well, I'm over 450 miles from an ocean shore around here, you know, or at least Puget Sound, way over in the sticks in Montana, you know. That's why we pay our conservation fees and stuff for our fishing licenses and stuff. That's all supposed to be taken care of. But then again, if all this stuff is floating back into these rivers and streams and back into the oceans like that, then someone's not doing their conservation job that they're being paid for through the applicable fees to our fishing licenses and or hunting licenses. But don't worry. Some big corporation out there under the promise and I say promise there really lightly because there's a working relationship since the United States is a federal corporation there, but they have this premise of this national security interest. And so, yeah, if all this stuff is just being thrown away and these garbage dumps are just paving over all the stuff, creating methane gas, and, you know, yeah, they're doing a few things. They're putting nice vent holes up so they can keep that methane burning out and everything like that, but anyway, they'll just go out and invade another country and strip mine it to be able to get more oils and stuff needed for plastics and whatever. So, anyway, we'll be right back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443.
talk is all you get. And you wanna.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Any little thing that you want to know, turn to Talk Radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Welcome back. There's a place to find out. Trying to catch up on my notes here. Anyway, you're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, I left off there talking about these, how these big corporations and their national security, with this government as a federal corporation, they will see to it as their interest that this government can bomb the hell out of some of the country so they can strip mine it. And it reminds me of a joke, and I think Obama was used in the preference there, where Obama is given this talk, and he said, every time I clap my hands like this, and of course you get the clap noise, he says, a child dies in Africa. And a voice from the back of the room said, then stop clapping your damn hands. But you know, that's just it though. But we don't see the reality of things around us and exactly what is actually taking place. And Kenneth and I was talking here in the while we were in break there, and I was thinking about even these plastic bags that they give you at the market there. And of course now they want to, in certain countries, they want to charge you for those plastic bags, and I guess that's fair. But again, that would be like a deposit on a bag to bring it back and use it again. But anyway, when you look at what they do when they recycle those things, they make some of the nicest decks and stuff, especially up here in Montana where you're these massive ices and stuff, they just destroys wood, you know. And of course, nothing leaches into that plastic. It's durable. It lasts 30 some odd years, you know. But anyway, so when I hear this mega issue, Make America Great Again, and I have nothing against that. You know, I'm all for America. I'm for all other countries, too. I want everyone to succeed. But I recall a military or government that are always saying that our, you know, the soldiers are out there fighting for our freedoms. So in, you know, again, in a summary of what I've said before there, with the original purpose of mankind, if it had been followed, imagine like I just mentioned there about the homeless. If Christ was to return like that, if he was caught feeding the homeless or starving with fishes and bread, would they arrest him and put him in jail? I mean, this is how bad it's getting. Just as, like I say, when you see these cities that have these viaducts, and at the very bottom of them, they are loaded with spikes so that the homeless cannot sleep underneath them. I had computer problems here the other day, and kind of made me mad. I was telling Ken about this a minute ago. But after watching my internet for 3 days keep dropping out, and I figured, well, I have to have something good, you know, make sure that I have it for the show here. So in bartering with the telco that I have over here, we together assumed it was my router. And so a new router is $150, which I couldn't afford. And it was no sooner after I got into Missoula Friday to get it. As I was leaving, I hadn't driven 10 miles, and I got a voice recording phone call that told me that the telco's internet service was going to be down from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Saturday because of server issues. And then I'm starting to think, did I just get screwed into having to buy a new router? And, of course, as Ken and I was talking, this router has 5G. So, of course, I had to make sure that that was disabled. But it's constant. The cell phone companies are making your phone slow down, so you figure, well, it's a phone. You know, like electronics. I have ham radios that are 50, 60 years old like that, and they work just as good today. You turned them on back then as they do now, you know. But electronics, it either works or it doesn't, you know. And, of course, they always want to sell you the latest version of something, whether it's a Samsung 7, 8, you know, the iPhone 8, 20, 30, you know. You're always supposed to get out there. You're right, Granny. The world is insane. But anyway, you're supposed to get out there and keep up on the latest technology. And, of course, that just puts you into massive debt. Well, just throw it on a credit card with anywhere from 6 to 29% interest, you know. Well, if you're paying, say, even 25%, that's a quarter of the payment. I mean, didn't they teach economics, or don't they teach economics in school today? Perhaps there's those that, like children, that have these student loan debts. After going through all that college and stuff, they get out of college, they can't find a job, and then they're stuck with this massive debt. They don't realize that the interest on that is going to chew them up. Anyway, bottom of the hour break here. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Frustrations. You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on the Public Broadcasting Network. This network does need your help there. I hate to do this. I know they do it all week long there, but if you can help send in money to help keep the network going. I don't get anything, but it would be nice, I guess, but I don't get anything for being here. I'm robbing time from my beautiful dogs just to get out here and impart some information to edify my listeners. Anyway, Ken and I was talking during the break there that a lot of stuff we see today, it's just we don't recognize people as like it was when we grew up. It's just like that movie Them, where you move your sunglasses and you see that the agenda stuff, I mean, people are not like they were when we grew up, and we were out having fun. We didn't have racial issues. There's some tension like that, but our friends were black, Korean, whatever like that. It didn't really matter, you know. And now everything is being used against you. And then, of course, don't hurt their feelings, you know. But anyway, The phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, I want to get on some news here. If anyone has been paying attention here, we know that Syria had downed a Israeli jet inside of Israel's territories, technically. Basically, it was flying in the north up over Lebanon area. But anyway, it looks like it was more or less that the Israelis were baited by this alleged Iranian drone. There's been quite a few stories that have come out about this. But anyway, so Israel loses a jet, and they also lose a pilot, too. And, of course, now we have Netanyahu out there screaming that Iran is out to sucker punch Israel. And, of course, I personally have been listening to this since 84 when they first came out with that article in the Jewish newspaper over there about how Iran was 4 days away from a nuclear bomb. And 84 to 2018, and of course in 2012, remember though, that the CIA and Mossad had agreed that Iran isn't even pursuing nuclear weapons. They were doing energy. And, of course, they were enriching uranium there because of the issue there with the amount of cancers and stuff. So a lot of that was for nuclear research for the chemo and other types of radiation treatments there. And, of course, the nano diamonds they were making with that one big explosive reactor over there was making nano diamonds to high explosions, carbon fusing, you know. But anyway, I'm not sure which one it was. It was either the S-200 or the S-400 missile that was fired at that Israeli jet there. And when I first saw that, I was thinking of the loss. Those beautiful plants and shrubbery, as well as the ground that was just toxified by the fuels of that jet as it burned. That shouldn't happen to anyone's land. But anyway. Nutjob Yahoo had, in his remarks earlier in screaming about Iran, he omitted the fact that Israel had already performed over 100 different bombing missions inside Syria, attacking a sovereign nation. And, of course, this is no different than the United States over there in the shuttling around ISIS members and which other groups. Remember, it's been noted even by the State Department that these firms or rebel type things, jihadists, they keep changing their name like Howard Hughes would change underwear, I guess. But anyway, so the other issue though is that, like I said, it looks like Israel with that pilot flew into an ambush. And of course we know that something is getting ready to spark over there. We've had Russia make its comments there that Israel needs to tone it down because, as you know, Putin knows exactly what's going on over there. He's got his intelligence crews over there. They know who's been doing the bombings and backing up. We've all seen the videos of ISIS meeting with the Israelis at the border and talking to them, that ISIS was up on the Golan Heights. And, of course, everywhere there's oil, there's ISIS, and every time you see oil, you have to think of the U.S. petrodollar and making sure that those oil sales go to the U.S. dollar, as well as Turkey, at the time, a NATO member, was accepting that oil. And now we see that even Turkey now just lost a helicopter due to the Kurdish fighting over there, which is backed by the United States but not backed by Turkey. And now we have the NATO members that are kind of starting to fight tooth and nail. And this is all for these proposed pipelines from Qatar on up. And it's just a shame that so many people have to become victim because of the profiteering of someone else, mainly oil, LPG, gas. And as I mentioned last week, where Boston had received that first shipment of LPG gas from France, and yet the United States is the biggest exporter now of LPG and oil. And I had commented too briefly there about Dutch Sense on his videos on YouTube, where he highlights that all these areas where it shows this massive fracking and stuff is where they're getting these earthquakes, and they're injecting all that poisonous, toxic chemicals down into the ground to crack the rock under high pressure, which later on will leak out and become, you know, get into someone's tap water so that they can sit there and make their little YouTube videos of them lighting a lighter or a match and turning their sink faucet on and watching the flames burn out. And, you know, it's no different than over in Flint, Michigan with the massive amount of lead and stuff. Our infrastructure is decaying, and all they can think about is massive corporate profits, and that's all it's ever been about is corporate profits. They keep pushing this jobless number, keeps dropping and dropping. Well, there's no jobs, and I know a lot of people here in Montana where they stop looking. And then, of course, you can't afford to drive 40, 50 miles each way a day to be able to get a job that's paying part-time wages at $7 an hour, especially when fuel is almost $3 a gallon. But anyway, so back onto this. So we have the Israeli jet that went down, and the foreign minister over there has now approached the United Nations and is asking that any future reference of Israel in Palestine not be referred to as an occupation. And, I mean, that's like pot meat kettle there, you know. And they're also talking about this within that same text where it says a senior official claimed that the international organization has been lured into repeating a Palestinian propaganda vocabulary. Like it's only the Palestinians that are talking about the occupation of Palestine there. And this was all set out in the borders, and that's why today we don't see any of these borders. Israel refuses to set borders, and I believe that's called the Yinon Plan, the Greater Israel. And but it's that was right on top of last week where the United States admitted they're in Israel, stationed there now, and it was to help thwart a missile attack on Israel. And it's like all this stuff is being planned, and it's just some sucker, just like the Archduke Ferdinand, that's going to become the fall guy for everything, and all-out war will break out. And we already know that Turkey has its issues with Israel because of the aid ship that was fired upon there, and other issues. People who live in Gaza, they're still having their boats and stuff scraped by the Israelis there, not letting them go out in the ocean there and to fish their own supposed waters. The spraying of raw sewage on the Palestinian homes, the cutting of power. I mean, this is, it's total apartheid, and I can't back that up. And then, of course, here they're passing laws that, oh, you can't boycott Israel. I mean, this is just getting so pathetic, but people should remember those congressional and Senate leaders that voted on that and make sure that those Quislings are not reelected in this next coming voting fiasco. But anyway, on top of that, Virgin Airlines now, they have an authentic Palestinian recipe on its flight menu. But they've deleted the word Palestinian from it because of complaints from the Israeli Jewish side. And I have a lot of different people I talk to. They're in different countries around the world. You make some really good friends, and you develop what you call like a niche to where, well, like, say, if I see something on Switzerland or something like that, which I think is kind of interesting because of the banking fiasco that's always done through Switzerland, the so-called neutrality, that I have a certain – well, actually, there's two friends over in Switzerland that I always send them some information on. And they, on the other side, where we don't get it in our media, they hear it from it over there. And so they'll tweet back something and which allows me to see it, and then I can really go search for it. And again – it's very, very few times that you'll actually see it any, you know, mentioned in U.S. media at all. And then you have to ask yourself why, you know, but it's being covered in some foreign country. But anyway, one of these persons I tweet with quite a bit there is over in Japan. And he's been telling me about how the Japanese over there are constantly getting mad about the United States here because their planes keep dropping into the ocean over the schools, and you know, people are worried that they're going to their children and stuff are going to get hurt. And then we've had the U.S. military that have in the past that have raped a couple of Japanese girls over there in Okinawa. And then on top of that, now it the article there come out that says the U.S. sailors are being investigated over in Japan again for allegations of selling and buying and using of hard drugs. This is the same reason why the SOFA agreement over in Iraq was formed, and that's because under this stay-behind forces there, the United States wanted to keep those forces there to allegedly train the Iraqi soldiers. And but with that, the SOFA agreement would not exonerate any U.S. soldier that had committed war crimes, and they wouldn't change that. And so the United States did their total pullout under Obama, but that was all signed and stuff under Bush. But you'll hear the news always talk about, well, when Obama pulled the troops out. No, they were already scheduled to leave. But anyway, so anyway, call-in number if you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443. You remember Trump, right after he came into office there, he did that massive missile attack over there in Syria on the alleged use of chemical weapons or sarin gas. And now James Mattis has come out officially now on the 2nd and stated that they had absolutely no evidence that the Syrian government used any current or banned nerve agents in like sarin against its own people in the attacks in both 2013 and 17. And this is that constant provocation we see, those trolls out there on Twitter and stuff that keep trying to fan up this thing about how evil Assad is gassing his own people. Remember in 2013 also that UK, United States, and Russia had all got together, and like Libya and Iraq, and what they're trying to do with Korea now is they had Bashar al-Assad over there get rid of all of his chemicals, and the U.S. sent in their big ships as well as the U.K. did, and they burned those chemicals off, and they're like mobile platforms there. There's an article there that talks about the one that was sitting there down there in Texas in the Gulf there that was waiting to finish its, however they incinerate those things before coming back into port. And there's some other HMS ship that was involved in it too. And they look like stack houses that are just up on, you know, hooked up boat, you know. But all that stuff was removed. And of course, the only way to get chemicals in now is perhaps through that Georgia chemical manufacturing thing that the United States has over there. But remember, though, even with Iraq, they says, well, they couldn't find Saddam's chemicals there because they'd already moved them into Syria. This constant hype all the time that, you know, someone's doing something, you know. But I'd sent out a tweet here the other day about how I believe it was on Bloomberg where they were highlighting how the United States was sending overseas this ammunition that can be used in all of these AK-47 type guns. And this is on top of the, about a month ago, where they announced in Military Times there, or is it Army Times, whatever. But anyway, the fact that in Afghanistan, they had lost $700 million worth of ammunition. And of course, now with this troop surge, you have to think, well, is that going to put more young, innocent American boys tricked into another war? Put their lives at risk? Or since the U.S. is moving these ISIS members around in these choppers and moved them into Afghanistan, you know, is that the next step? Is that they're actually arming ISIS? And I've commented on this before here too, where there's that video on YouTube called ISIL Target Russia, and this is where it's documented there by Al Jazeera that the ISIS is working with the Taliban to go into Russia, And then we have Joe Biden in a flashback that said that the Taliban are not enemies of the United States. And that statement of Biden's was confirmed by the White House, that the Taliban is not an enemy of the United States there. But see, we're, it's the same thing with on Fox News, where they came out and they says that the Army won't break contracts with others that are tied with Al-Qaeda, citing due process. So these alleged enemies of the United States, they have more due process rights than Americans do. And, of course, whenever it comes to arms sales, that's, you know, that's it. That's why when we see when Moon was getting or running for election over there in the Philippines, one of his statements was that he wanted to reunite the Koreas. Well, you can't do that because there's billions of dollars in arms sales. Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, Israel selling its arms to South Korea with the Iron Dome system. I mean, it's just, it's arms, arms, arms. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. You know, there was a nice, thank you, Kenneth. There was a nice article I was reading here. It says, let's take a look at the latest world rankings for liberty. And there was some good news that was constructive, I guess, that the United States has finally moved up. But this is on a scale of 1 to 10. Anyway, the most free countries right now, number one is Hong Kong. The second is Singapore. And then it drops down to New Zealand, Switzerland, Ireland, United Kingdom. I can't pronounce that one. Mauritius, Georgia, Australia, Estonia, Canada, and then the United States. And that came in at 7.94. Then it goes on down to Lithuania, Cyprus, Denmark, Chile, Finland, Latvia, Netherlands, and Romania. But they'd climbed to number 11. But when you think of that, again, we're always reminded about how soldiers go out and they fight for our freedoms. And I see people on Twitter with their little profiles, and I have nothing against those that have served in the military. I feel sorry for a lot of the lies that they were told and stuff, but they're all gung-ho on this, like Trump always talks about the military. There's a story I have coming up about this new budget proposal there. It's going to be upwards of $2 trillion, and this is, again, to basically update the military. And this is after how many trillions were lost? It was 6.8, I think, the last time I saw. Then we had on 9/10 of 2001, the day Rumsfeld got out there the day before 9/11 and announced that $2.3 trillion was missing. And this constant fortification from into the Pentagon to keep all these militaries and bases going in 800 and some odd different countries. And then you keep thinking, well, if they want a wall, they could just bring home U.S. military there and station around there and save billions of dollars and use that to help the elderly, the disabled, the homeless, starving Americans, who many may be able to be put to a job to rebuild to the infrastructure with the money saved. But anyway, it just I just don't see how that people can do that. Anyway, here's another story I thought was kind of interesting. This judge cuts a pedophile's prison term, claiming that this three-year-old asked to be raped. And this is from Orange County, where this judge, M. Mark Kelly, cut the child rapist prison term down to 10 years from 25 years, claiming that he didn't mean to harm the three-year-old girl that he had raped. And he also backed the claim from the child rapist, this Kevin Rogiarno, that the young girl initiated the act of sodomy. 3 years old. I'm glad I wasn't the parent. That's all I can tell you on that one there. Well, we got our break coming up here again. Anyway, more news coming up here. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443, and we'll be right back. Radio.
Turn it on, turn it up, and loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.